We continue our learning with the Nishmas Tavim and Menachem Shem and Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu and Sanhedrin Perigud Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah begins with word Shene'emar, question whether that word belongs here at all, but we continue our discussion of the Ir Haridachas and we quote a Pasuk. In Dvarim Yud Gimel it says, Kol Shlalah Tikvos El Toch Rechovah Vegomer. It says that all of the possessions of the city is supposed to be gathered into the city square, and of course we know that they're burned. But it says there needs to be a Rechov, a city, a town square. Ein La Rechov, the Mishnah. So let's say it doesn't have a town square. It doesn't mean that it's not in Ir Haridachas. It can be judged like in Ir Haridachas, but it's also La Rechov. You have to make a town square so that you can bring the possessions to the middle of the city and burn them there. Hayu Rechova Chutzala. Let's say they did have a town square, but wasn't in the city itself. It was outside the walls of the city. So then you literally bring it into the city by knocking down the wall of the city and now extending the wall beyond where the Rechova, the city plaza is. And now it becomes part of the city, and then we bring all the possessions into the middle of the city, and we quote the pasuk Visaraftava Esh Esoibes Koshlalok Kolil Hashem Elokecha. Then we burn all of the city and all of the possessions of the people in the city completely to Hashem. But the Mishnah says Shalalah Velo Shalal Shavayim. Its spoils, its possessions, those that belong to people, but not those that belong to Hashem. What does that mean? So Mishnah says Mikanomo. You learn from here Hakdeshos Sheba Yipadu. So we have several things that are dvarim that are divrei kedusha that cannot be burned because they're not shlalah, they're shlal shamayim. So for example, if you have hekdesh, if your people are designated certain items for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, the Beit HaKabayis, so they are supposed to be redeemed. Some say if you redeem them, then you can burn them, because now they no longer have Kedusha. Kedusha has been removed. Others say we don't burn them at all. So what about if you have actual animals, Kodshei Mizbeach? So animals that were designated as karbanos, so those can die. Those can be burned because zevach rishoim toeva, the pasuk says in Mishlei Chaf Aleph. If you have a karban that belongs to rishoim, and that's the owner, it's an abomination, so we don't have a problem with burning them. Then the Mishnah says, trumos yirkuv, we have truma, so truma is also holy. So that has to say, you can't burn, so what do you do with the truma produce that belongs to a kohen? You could wait till they let them spoil, and obviously, they cannot be used. And the Gemara says, Lo shonu elo truma biyad kohen. That's only if the truma has been given already to the kohen. And that's therefore the mamon of the kohen. And therefore, we shouldn't disgrace it by burning it because it's kadosh. But if it's, let's say, truma biyad Yisrael, it wasn't given to the kohen yet, said, so then the Gemara says, on Yuf Kufyud Beis, Tinasein le kohen should be ir acheres. Give it to a kohen in another city. It's shlal shamayim. The iser of ir nedachas doesn't fall upon it, doesn't take effect on it, so give it to another coin. Then the Mishnah says, what else? Maiser Sheni. Let's say you have Maiser Sheni produce, or you have, which normally is eaten in Yerushalayim, or you have, or let's say you redeem the Maiser Sheni onto coins, then now the coins are Kadosh, and those the coins I bring to Yerushalayim to spend the money there. Or the Kisvei HaKodesh, let's say you have Svarim, you have Kisvei HaKodesh, Sifrei Tanakh, that are in the Ir HaNedachas. So what do I do with these? Yiganzu. So with the Maiser Sheni coins, or the Maiser Sheni produce, or the Kisvei HaKodesh, you cannot burn them. They have Kedusha. But on the other hand, people are allowed to use them. So if you keep them around, people are getting hanaf from them. That's also a problem. So we're afraid of takala, and that maybe people may stumble and use them when they're not permitted to do so. They may eat the maaser, or use the coins of the maaser, or use the Kisvei HaKodesh. So therefore, they need geniza. That's why we have to put them away. As opposed to the truma, which only belongs to the kohen, that we're not a worry. You don't need geniza. The kohenim are very careful, and we know they're not going to eat it if it was in the Ir HaNedachas. Then the pasuk says, "Kalil Hashem Elokecha." The Mishnah quotes from that pasuk, "Complete to Hashem." Amar Rabbi Shimon, Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, "Imatem osim din beir hanidachas." If you follow the laws of the Torah to condemn this ir hanidachas, mala and punish the people and burn everything in the city, mala ani aleichem. I will consider this act kiyulatem malim ola kalil lefanai. It is as if you're bringing carbonola to me. That's why, because that's what carbonola is burnt, and carbonola is called kalil. It's completely burnt. No part of the meat is eaten. So here we use the word kalil. Hashem Elokecha. Hashem says it's going. It's going to be like a carbonola. But once it's burnt, the city halacha is that you can't rebuild it. And now we quote from the Pasuk as well, from the Torah, V'haysa tel olam, it'll be a mound forever, lo sibon eod, lo se'aseh afilu ginos upardesim, the Mishnah says. You can't even, that is Divrei Rabbi Yossi HaGlizah. You can't even make gardens and orchards, vineyards out of this city. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Lo si baneh od lichamosha haysain animnes. Avonasi higinosu pardes. He says, no, you can make gardens, you can make orchards, vineyards out of the city. You can't lose it od. According to Rabbi Akiva, he disagrees with Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi HaGlizah says you can't make it into anything, into gardens and orchards at all, and certainly not rebuild the city. Rabbi Akiva says, no, lo sibana means don't rebuild it the way it was. You can't build houses, you can't build courtyards. Avol nasis yigirosu pardesim, and we follow Rabbi Akiva that you're able to build it, use it at least for aginosu pardesim. Then the pasuk says, v'lo yidbak biyodcho ma'uma min ha'cherem, not allowed to keep anything from the spoils of the city. And then the pasuk ends, Leman Yashuv Hashem Mecharon Apo, so that Hashem is able to return literally from his anger. So the Mishnah explains what that means. She calls Man Shaharishorim Ba'olam Charon Af Ba'olam. When Rishorim is still in the world, Hashem is angry. There's wrath in the world. So what Rishorim are we talking about? So the Gemara assumes these are the Rishorim who are going to steal from the Cherim of the city, from the spoils of that city, and get Hana from them, which we said you're not permitted to do so. So those are Rishoyim. And if they're Rishoyim who are doing that, Charunaf Balam, Hashem is angry. But Avdu Rishoyim and Olam, that these Rishoyim are destroyed, Nistalek Charon Af Ben Olam, then Hashem's wrath has been removed from the world. And we give the example of Achan, let's say. Achan, who also got benefit from the spoils, Yeshua Perek Zion. There it says, after he was punished and given Skila, it says, Vayoshav Hashem Mecharon Apos. Hashem's wrath is removed when the Rishoyim who take from Cherem, when they're getting Hana from something they should not do so, Hashem's wrath is removed from the world. We begin the 11th final parak, Elohin Anachnokim. So these are the people who are punished with chenek, strangulation. Hamaka aviv v'imo. This is a person who hits his mother or his father. Pasuk says umake aviv v'imo mosimas, and that mosimas is bechenek. And that's true when it comes to chenek is the default, which means if I have, the Torah says sreifo, or it says skila or memes skila, if I have the words damavbo or demehembam, that's also skila. And hereg, we have our certain xerashavas to learn about hereg, no chemis, the kambris, no nakomi, nakem, that's fine. But if it just says most you must in the Torah and doesn't tell you and there's no connection to any other misa, we assume the default is going to be chenek. So here too says, omakeh vivimob, so you're going to get chenek, and that is only if you cause a wound. If there's no wound, if there's no blood, so then it's still an iser d'oraisa of hitting. You're not allowed to hit a Jew. The Torah says, "Arbuim yakan oli yosif." You're not the shliach based who's giving some of malkos, can add on to the 39, can add on a 40th or a 41, 42, 43. So that shows that you're not allowed to give. You're not allowed to hit anyone. Can't hit a Jew, and that's a lav d'oraisa. But that's only a lav. You wouldn't be chayiv misa for that. So someone who hits his parents and they don't cause a wound, that's still an iser d'oraisa, but there's no chayiv misa. Then it says v'gonev nefesh misrael, one who kidnaps a Jew, and it has to be that the person sells the Jew as well, because the pasuk says v'gonev ish umicharo v'mitzav yado mos yumas. So there's mos yumas as well. That's chenek v'zakein mamre al pi based in. The zakein mamre is the rebellious elder. Here's someone who's an expert in halacha, and he ruled against the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin says, you know, you can't rule that way, and he went back to his town and ruled that way anyway. So he's also punished. He's going to receive chenek. The Navi Hasheker, we'll discuss him a little bit later as well. The Zakin Mamre in Mishnah Beis, the Navi Sheker in Mishnah Hey, that's the false prophet, also gets chenek. Uvahamis Nabe Bishem Avodah Zarah, one who says prophecy in the name of an idol. So that we'll discuss the Mishnah Vav also gets chenek. V'habal eishes ish, person who has relations with a married woman. Pasuk says v'ish asher yin afes eishes ish. Asher yin afes eishes reu moshimas hano eif v'hano afes. So it says moshimas. And that case of niyuf lo tanuf is the punishment of chenek. V'zomeme bas kohen uboala. So you remember we discussed a bas kohen nesua after chuppah had an affair. So we hold that she gets sreifa. But the boel, if she has an affair, but if the boel, the man, he doesn't get sreifa, he is going to receive the punishment of chenek. That's what it means, boala. The boel of the bas kohen, although she's getting sreifa, he gets chenek. Who is Zoma Meidas Kohen, who also get chenek? So this we'll learn a little towards the end of the perek. These are people who come to court, two Eidim who say, oh, this married Bas Kohen was Mizana with this man, and they are found to be Eidim Zomamin. So now what's the punishment? Kasha Zomam. They're supposed to, we'll learn next, Meseches Makos. Punishment, they're supposed to be receive the same punishment that they wanted to give this person. So maybe that would, you would think, oh, so they should get sreifa too, because they came to testify on they came to testify that this Bas Kohen should be chayv sreifa. So they should get sreifa too. So no, that's an exception. We'll see why. Zomim and Bas Kohen are going to get chenek. Now the Mishnah goes to discuss each of these cases in greater detail. Hamaka of Vivimo, Mishnah says, Eno chavisha yasa ben chabur. You have to make chabur, as we said, has to cause some bleeding, out of the skin or under the skin at least. Zechom rebe mekalel mi bemake. And in this respect, the mekalel, one who curses one's parents, is more strict than the one who hits one's parents. In what way? Shamakalel la'achar misa chayav v'hamake la'achar misa patur. Now, one who curses one's parents is not only chayav misa, he's not chayav chenek, he's chayav stila, it's more severe. But in another way, it's more severe, because one who curses one's parents after their passing is still chayav stila. But v'hamake, a person who smites one's parents, the achar misa pater, because the misa doesn't, because that hitting, of course, can't make a chabura. There's no chabura wound after misa, no bleeding after misa. But the klala that applies to the nefesh that remains even after misa. Hagone even nefesh misrael eno chayav achayak and yisenu l'rushuso. So we said that a person who kidnaps, you have to it's kidnapping and selling, and then you chayav this chenek. So the Mishnah here says it has to be that you kidnap this person and you bring them into your rishus before you sell them, because it says in the pasuk, "Vinimtza v'yado," and yado means reshuso. Your yado is not only your hand, but it's in your reshus. We see this in many places in Shas. So if you bring this person or you kidnap into your reshus and then you sell them, you're going to be chayiv misa chayiv chenek. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, you're not chayiv misa ad sheyachni senu l'reshus tov yishtamesh bo. You have to use him for something, some type of service. Shenehemar v'his amer bo u'mecharo. That's v'his amer bo. So you just sold him, kidnapped him, then sold him, and didn't use him. So according to him, you didn't bring him to your reshus, so you're going to be pater mimisa according to Rabbi Yehuda. You have to not only bring him to your reshus, you have to use him and then sell him. Now the Gemara says that the Tana Kama also agrees that you have to be mishtamish him as well. So because that's what it says, his amir bo, that's what it means. So how do I understand the machlokas then between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tana Kama? So the Bartender here says, I'll tell you why. He says, "Tamayu de Rabbanu de Patri." The reason the Rabbanu say you're going to be Patur is because it says, Yishtamesh bo rather, Tashmish sheyesh bo shove pruta. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, why is he add on Yishtamesh bo? I mean, you have to not only use him, Tashmish, some service that has the value of at least a pruta. Tanakama says the Bartuner Mechayev afilu betashmish shil pachos mishove pruta. You have to use him, but the service he does wouldn't even cost a pruta. Nonetheless, that's considered service, and you'd be chayev misa for this kidnapping. Then the Mishnah says, Hagonev, as Beno, person who kidnapped his son and sold him, what would the halacha here be? So it's kidnapping and selling, and the halacha maybe should be the same. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha mechayiv. Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha, says yechayiv. Why? Because after all, you kidnapped and you sold. The fact that it's son, it shouldn't matter. V'chachamim potrim. And we follow the chachamim, and the Gemara explains their reason. The pasuk says kimsa ish evidim saviyado. Rather, the person we quoted this pasuk before. Here you have says v'gonev ish umucharo. Person kidnap someone and sells him evidim saviyado, and he's found in his hands or in his rishus, as we mentioned before. So that's all true. According to the chachamim, kim that means that evidim saviyado means that's an extra phrase. It already said kim sa ish. So it comes to teach you prat lazeh shehu matzah. This excludes someone who's already in your rishus, who's already biyado. Obviously, v'nimtza biyado can't refer, according to the chachamim, can't refer to the son because he's already living in the house. It has to be someone who was not in the rishus and now was brought into the rishus. So therefore, the chachamim say, yipater from misa, from chenek, if you kidnap your son and sell him. Then the Mishnah says, ganav misha chetzio eved v'chetzio ben chorin. Persons kidnapped someone who was half free, half slave. How would you have a half eved Kanani and half free, partial Jewish? So this is, we have an eved that belonged to two partners. One of them emancipated him, and one of them did not. So he's an eved Kanani to one, but he's free to the other. So he's chetzio eved chetzio ben chorin. In such a case, the Mishnah speak about the dilemma, because he can't marry a Jewish girl, because he's half slave. He can't marry a shifcha because he's half eved. So we machlokas beisham esil. What to do? We've learned in the past. We encourage the other owner, the other master, to set him free so he can marry a bas chorin. So here, someone kidnaps a chatzi eved, a chatzi ben chorin. So and he kidnapped him and he used him. He had him do some service and he sold him. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev. Rabbi Yehuda says yechayev. Why? Kidnap someone, you have to, yechayv misa, yechayv chenek. V'chachamim potrin. Why did the chachamim say in part? Because the pasuk says, ki imsa ish gonev nefesh me'echav mi b'nei Yisrael. That's the pasuk in Devarim Chav Dalet. And the chachamim learn, mi b'nei Yisrael, mi b'nei Yisrael comes to exclude an Eved Kanani, and even someone who's chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, because he's not a full-fledged Jew.